Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah. You have now tuned into one of the livest, most livest podcasts ever. That is Freedom of Mind. What's up to all the Freedom of Mind fams? I'm your humble and most gracious co-host, L, with my brother.
Ray Will. Yeah, guys. So we're going to have a very interesting episode for you today. And might piss some guys off. You know, people got very passion for a lot of the rappers that they're into and all that. And, you know, when you critique them and all that, it's like blasphemy to them, you know, or whatnot. You know, maybe I'm exaggerating. But, you know, like if somebody, you know, like my favorite rapper, honestly, is Xzibit. And
yeah,
Restless. See, he always do that. And see, when you do that, I feel a little sensitive. You know what I'm saying? Like, quit talking about my guy. You know what I'm saying? But I know he's just all, it's all fun. He's just joking around. But that's what he know him for. You know him from the Pimp My Ride. You know what I'm saying?
I know his music, but
and some people know him for.
Knew he was from New Mexico.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
He was a California cat.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was in New Mexico for a little while and then he came to Cali. And, you know, that's where his rap career began or blossom.
And let's just point out that obviously he's the only one with that creative name in the game.
Yeah, that is a very unique name he got. Yeah, it's like the last name too, right? Like if you look at like a list of rappers, if you go alphabetical, like he's gonna be last. So yeah, you know, and then he's not gonna disappoint you. So you know, he was able to take at the time with West Coast, it was just all hardcore gangster stuff. Him, he came off lyrical, you know, he came off, you know, like a lyricist, you know what I'm saying? So that was a very different approach to West Coast hip hop at the time. So anyhow, hey y'all, we got an episode for y'all. We're gonna be critiquing rappers with the rap rating scale. We're gonna be evaluating talent, not legacy. Don't get that mixed up. I keep emphasizing that.
And I'm gonna need you guys, please, that are listening, all the couples that are listening, I need you to, you know, grab it and act like you want to have it and fuck it like a rabbit. You know what I'm saying? I need you to slap that like button. I need you to slap the notification button. Whatever you got to do out there, whatever it is, I need you to keep on posting, keep on sharing. I need them emails. We need topics. We need trending topics. We need everything you need at Freedom of Mind. And we need that from you and from you. Like I said, if you're with your hoe, you know, if you at home, you know, you at home, she's by the phone, she's probably with a side nigga, whatever the case may be. But I need you to at home grab it like you want to have it and fuck it like a rabbit. I'm good, y'all. It's your man L, and thank you for tuning in. Freedom of Mind.
Speaking my mind segment right now, Ray Will speaking, and I want to touch on certain things. You know, this year is about to come to an end, and you know, 2021 is coming up, and I keep hearing a lot of people say that, yeah, they can't wait for this year to be over, and you know, this was such a crazy year and all this and stuff, and yeah, most definitely it was, and you know, it's a trip too that people don't really remark too much on. Or they don't really specify why, right? They don't really go into detail. And, you know, is it that they're pacifying for the obvious that Trump was just absolutely horrible? You know, she was on the other foot, obviously, if it was Obama, you know. Oh, they couldn't stop talking about it and criticizing the brother. But, you know, Trump, you know, they want to go ahead and kind of just leave that his little part of it out, you know. And you know, but you know, you don't want to just single the guy out, you know what I'm saying? It was more than him. And you know, but I think out of the pie, I mean, that's a big part of the pie, you know. And but going back to that statement, you know they just want 2020 to be over, a crazy year and all that and whatnot. you know, I just want to just remark and just say that it's been crazy for us, you know, ain't nothing new under the sun. The only difference is exposure. You know, things have been exposed more than ever, you know. Yeah, you can credit that to Trump provoking racists. That plays a part. Also, what I believe plays a part is social media and how that's a platform, a major platform, you know, particularly Facebook, major platform for people to go on and really show what's going on right away at that time, moment of time. Obviously, you know, they can, you know, people can use their cell phones and record live and almost instantly put it on social media, particularly Facebook, and capture exactly what's going on. You know, the young lady who captured George Floyd being murdered by the cop, you know, that was captured live, you know, and people were watching it live on social media. And they get to see the truth of what's going on, right? So that's one of the examples of exposure. And you think if you think that stuff like that has been happening now, I don't even think that happened this year. I think that happened last year. But you think that's the only incident where a cop killed an innocent black man. And, you know, I don't even think they even solved the situation, you know, with the counterfeit. Like, was that really a counterfeit? But, you know, anyhow, don't want to branch off. But, you know, this stuff has been going on, you know. And I don't even like to say in our communities, in black communities, because we don't have no control over those communities, you know. I just say the communities that we live in. I would say that, not our community, you know, like we don't have our community. So, you know, I just wanted to touch on that, you know, just try to set things straight and help people look at a perspective in a different way. And I encourage you to look at it in your way, you know, that's part of freedom of mind. So, hey, y'all, you know, enjoy the rest of the episode and, you know, it should be a lot of fun. And this is Speak Your Mind, freedom of mind, y'all. What's going on, y'all? We're going to be rating rappers. It's a new addition to Freedom of Mind.
First of all, advisory. We're about to be rating a bunch of rappers today. So please keep your ears less biased. Please keep your legs and thighs out of the cart as we will be on the train of hate and rate. We'll be rating top rappers of the game from 2020 past... before, in the back in the days, 2010. So we're going 2010 to 2020. Get your ears in, listen, freedom of mind, y'all.
Hey, and you know what? Call this a disclaimer or a waiver, whatever you want to call it, but keep in mind that if a rapper happened to hear his ratings that I've given him or her, and you take offense from it, know that it's not personal. And you know what? No, I'm not a rapper myself. No, have I experimented in rap? Yeah, I have. It's my attempt, me personally, it's my attempt to try to make things better. You know what I'm saying? Because like me, I'm absolutely in some ways disgusted in what I'm hearing, you know.
You trying to get a diss track.
You know, the reason why I say that is because, you know, put the work in. Put the effort, the passion in there. I don't feel like I'm gonna get to him.
He's not gonna say the name like he's Candyman. He's scared as shit. He like, I can't say his name.
Oh, I ain't scared now, but I just want to try to. I want to be respectful. You know, I want to be respectful, but at the same time, honest. And you know, just because you got money, you got some success and fame, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing it right. So it's like, but yeah, you're an artist, and you know what I'm saying, but don't overuse that and be like, and just use that as an excuse to be a shitty rapper. But
if you notice
that too, that the most talented rappers, pretty much if you put forth the effort, the time, they're more successful than these guys that sound like someone else. You know, you get on auto-tune and you just say some bullshit, talk about all this stupid ass bullshit, irrelevant ass shit or whatever. But at the end of the day, you're not as successful as the guys who you sound like. So let's go ahead and get this going. And let me go ahead and go over this. This is a rap rating. I kind of came up with this a few years ago, and I kind of just been talking. I've been bringing it up to L, and you know what I'm saying? L is down to do it now. But we're rating rappers, guys, that's out there, the mainstream rappers, right? And you know, like me, I'm a little bit of an older cat. I'm gonna be 40 in a few years. So, you know, you got this cat right here who's up to, you know, with all of these young rappers, these guys that he was just playing me. What's this young brother's name?
Hey, shout out to Von.
You know, R.I.P. Von, right? And
yeah. King Von,
this
man,
guy right here has some bars. I've never heard this guy. I never heard of him until he died. I'm sorry, but you know, rest in peace, young brother. But I like this guy, got some bars on him, man. But I don't keep up with all of a lot of that stuff like that. I really don't, man. Like, I can go as far as like the Baby, you know what I'm saying? Lil Baby, guys like that. But a lot of those little Chicago guys, and you know, like, these guys be dying. I'm like, oh man, this is sad. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I've never heard his music, you know? So that's just where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? But let me go over this, guys. So this is, we're going to evaluate rap talent, right? Not rap legacy. That's another episode perhaps, but and I got these categories, right? So let's go with, we got skill is the first category, and the things that we're going to be looking for in the skill of these rappers is vocabulary, flow technique, right? With the flow technique, focus on speed, level, and variety of patterns, cadences, right? And then we got flow, word clarity, flow fluidity, versatility, word content, and that's pretty much the rapper's IQ and the choice of words that they pick to say in their, you know, in their lyrics.
Straight up.
And then delivery, right? Delivery is pretty much, we're focusing on lyrical cleverness, wordplay, metaphor ability, just pretty much how they choose to rap, and you know, how they want to sound when they rap, and how they want to come off. You know what I'm saying? Their delivery and how they want to do it. Like, some guys like to do metaphors. Some guys like to, you know, like with Lil Wayne. I mean, you know, I guess you can call it metaphors. Really, I like to say, you know, you know what I like to say that he does.
He does metaphors. That shit makes sense.
Okay, those are similes. So, you know, those very simple Dr. Seuss, a little kid that's 7 years old can write his stuff. As similes.
Time,
I wish a nigga would, like a tree in his bitch. That's a simile. That's not a metaphor. Okay,
that's
so.
Says, if I ain't got time, I done bought a watch.
Okay, that's burnt out. So, all right. So, we got creativity, ad-lib ability, improvisation, concept ability. You know, pretty much if they have any signatures. Vocal talent. That's ability to alter and or create voices and vocals. Originality, innovation, flow, creativity. That's, you know, we're focusing on the ability to create patterns and cadences, right? And then our last category we got is effort, which is we're going to be looking for lyrical content, quantity of lyrics expressed on a song, passion, consistency, freestyle ability, longevity. Are they able to write and create their own lyrics? Sorry, Puffy. And live performance ability and progression, right? And then between all of those, each individual category, you know, we're going to be going off of a scale, right? So, you know, we got beginner, we got poor, below average, average, above average, good, great, and excellent. And then, of course, what our overall rate, where we multiply and we accumulate all of these, and however which way you want to do it, and then we go off of you know, your overall rate, and your overall rate represents all of them combined, and then your own evaluation based off of that. So we're doing an overall evaluation of rap talent, guys, of these mainstream rappers. All right, so let's get it, L. So I guess I can start it off, right? So we're gonna start off, and we're gonna evaluate Drake. So with Drake, his skill, I give Drake his skill a 9. I give his creativity a 9, and I give his effort a 9. So overall rating of Drake, I give Drake a 9. And then out of the scale, that is considered a great rapper. And I love like people like, oh wow, really? But this is again his rap talent, not his legacy. Legacy is a different thing. Legacy is like Drake is not greater than a Pac. He's not. Pac's legacy, because legacy, the three categories were legacy, and like, again, we're not going over that in this episode, but when we talk about legacy, you got their influence, their impact, and their statistics, right? Drake is not on that level. You know what I'm saying? He can be there, but his influence is nowhere near Pac's. So don't get that mixed up, guys. But talent is something different, right? So, and we learn from these guys that influenced us. And we might even become better. It's kind of like with basketball, right? Like you got Jordan and Kobe. Me, I believe that Kobe ended up having more talent than Jordan. And some people are arguing. I know you look crazy, whatever, but I believe that he had more. But as far as legacy goes, and that's what really matters.
It's too hot in here.
Jordan had a bigger legacy than Kobe, obviously.
He's a LeBron fan, guys.
I am a LeBron fan. Like you said, like that's something wrong. I mean, LeBron is an extraordinary basketball player. And
but we come into the most greatest NBA player that played the game, or okay, the best that played the game. We got to go with Jordan.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
So we're talking about legacy. Now we're talking about talent. We're talking about who had a better jump shot. Now that's when you go, who had a better jump shot? Who can post up better? Who had better footwork? Who's a better passer? Who's a better defender? You know what I'm saying? Now we're looking at all these things. So I got to put Kobe slightly a little bit better. And then you like, well, he watched Jordan. Yes, he did. So that's kind of like a martial arts where, you know, you got the guy who trained Bruce Lee, which is Ip Man or IP Man. And that guy was a legend. And Bruce Lee, people would think that, would like to think that Bruce Lee was just this great martial arts guy, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he learned from Ip Man. And he probably got a little bit better than him because he started teaching himself how to box and all this and stuff. He got exposed to America. He started did Ip Man know how to box? No. So, you know, but anyway, I don't want to branch off or whatever, but I'm just giving y'all different examples. But yeah, I got Drake at a 9.
I agree with what my brother Ray said, especially as far as we're going in the talent category. Drake's ability to go with the flow, or his ability to actually, every time in the game there's a new sound, his ability to go on to that new sound, to find his flow on that new beat, his ability to just converse music or transverse music. His ability goes on beyond anything in the music game, and that's where we find there's a difference between rappers and artists. He takes his creativity seriously, you know, and that's why he survived these past 10 years from 2010 to now. So yeah, I give him a 9 overall because of that, because talent is there. And this cat, you talk about a cat that actually studied this game, you know, he didn't just go into this game like out of nowhere. This cat studied the game. He studied all type of greats. One of his favorite rappers growing up was Joe Budden, Jay-Z, a lot of old school artists he used to listen to. He even listened to Pac, Aaliyah. He listened to different sounds. You see what I'm saying? What makes an artist, what makes a rapper in this game is you got to be able to listen to different sounds. You got to have that B.B. King. You got to have that Sam Cooke influence. You got to have that Michael Jackson influence, Prince. You got to have different influences that make your art even better. So I think Drake's ability with that, his talent-wise, even his lyric talent-wise, how to do more than just a metaphor. What he actually is doing is he breaking apart bars. He's telling a story. You have to replay some shit that he says a lot of times. Shout out to the boy, man. Shout out to Canada, Toronto.
So what do you rate him?
The 6. Stand up. I rate him a 9.
All right. Okay, so we're going to move on to... Should I do Kendrick? I'm going to do J. Cole. I ain't going to do you like that. Okay. J. Cole. Well, you say, did you say, damn? We can do Kendrick?
Because I'm going
to... Okay. All right. Let's do Kendrick. All right. So with the skill with Kendrick, like, I got to give him a 9. Creativity, 9.5. Effort, a 9. So overall, I'm giving Kendrick a 9. Great.
I'm giving him an 8. That's, you know, that's still a good number. That's still up there. I got to give Kendrick this. Okay, I haven't listened to Kendrick music as much growing up.
Above average, guys. He thinks he's an above average talent.
I give him something that what creditors don't do. This brother is from Compton, right?
No, that's good. That's good. My bad. Hold up. That's considered good.
He's from Compton, right?
Yes, sir.
I got to give him this credit. It's a brother that stays to himself. He didn't come out to the game, even though LA has a huge game culture. He didn't come out like that. He came out a regular cat, really spitting lyrics. So shout out to the boy. I give him 8.
Hey, everyone's entitled to their own opinions, man. I think Kendrick is a very talented rapper. You don't want to get sidetracked with talent and legacy. Okay, so J. Cole, I get J. Cole 9.5 in skill. Creativity, I give him 8.5. Effort, I give him a 9. Overall, I give him a 9.
I give him a 10. His versatility is crazy. Okay. He went from straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love? Like, he went and flipped that sample. Mind you, signed to Def Jam, be with Jay and all them. He has his own label now.
Rock Nation.
Now he's with his own label. He has his own crew now. And he still stayed to himself, but he can also make that pop hit. But always still stay to the same cadence. Same style that J. Cole has. He has a versatility like no other. And he has a standout like no other. You'll know that certain track is a J. Cole track because of how much he stands out from everybody. Shout out to J. Cole, man. A 10.
Nice.
One of my biggest influences.
Okay, so we got to get with Young Thug now. So Young Thug, I give his skill a 3. His creativity a 6. His effort a 3. And you know what? This is actually kind of high for me, honestly. You know, overall, I give him a 4. That's considered below average according to the scale that I came up with. And I was a little bit surprised because I thought that it was a little bit worse, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he was that horrible to me. But what boosted it was probably the creativity. And people are like, oh, his creativity probably should be more. First of all, you got to know that sometimes he doesn't rap. He's like whining. That's not considered rapping.
Boy.
And then you got to consider who his style derived from.
Gucci.
Okay, you know, L mentioned Gucci. You know, me, obviously, clearly, I think of Lil Wayne. Like,
Wayne and Gucci.
He's like a flamboyant Lil Wayne to me.
Okay, you were right about that because mm-hmm. Wayne brought him out.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be the next Wayne,
uh-huh.
which is what the headlines always said. Uh-huh. Thug was supposed to be the next Wayne. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
With the skill part, you know, with a lot of the gibberish that he says, and then. When you know, and then his lyrics don't have a whole lot of substance. When your lyrics don't have a whole lot of substance, it is quite easy for you to come up and talk about bullshit. Like, you can talk about cars and money and clothes and all that. It's easy, you know what I'm saying? It really is. But you mix gibberish in with bullshit. Like, I don't give you your props. Like, With King Bond and the young brother he's playing with, dealing with the storytelling, like, you really got to sit there and you got to think about what you're writing. I can appreciate that. And to me, that's a display of talent. When you're able to do that, it is artistry. Absolutely. And, you know, with Young Thug, see, that goes with the lack of effort that I give him, you know, which is a 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's probably a little bit lower, but then you got to look at consistency and, you know, he's been pretty consistent. You know, you look at factors like that or whatever, and you know, so I give him a little bit of a 3 or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But you know, like, you know, yeah, like, I think that Young Thug can be a whole lot better if he put forth the effort and the passion, and he get to talk about things that got a little bit of substance. And when people think of substance, you think of like some kind of conscious rapper or whatever. Like, no, it's not to the extreme. It's just rap with some goddamn sense. Like, you know, we talk about with Drake, you know what I'm saying? And Drake is not a conscious rapper, but then we got a lot of respect for Drake. Drake has a lot of talent. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying you have to be like Drake, but I'm talking about the work, the passion, the effort. It's not there. The originality. That's another thing. Be yourself. Quit trying to be something or someone else. I do understand when you're young, you're still learning yourself. I understand that. But after your third or fourth album and you still sound the same, okay, like, yeah, it's time for you to go back to the drawing board or something. You know what I'm saying? But you're looking at it like, hey, I'm making my money, I'm doing my thing. Why would I need to change? but you're not going to be on that level. If you want to be on a different level, or if you want to build a legacy, because to me, as a rapper, and to build a legacy, it's like having insurance as a 9-to-5 worker, or it's like having benefits, because now you're working for something now. You're not just working just to get for a paycheck. You're working for something else now. You're working for longevity. You're working because you're getting more out of it, right? And that's one thing. That's one thing about being a rap artist, right? It's like now you get a legacy, like, you know, like when we talk about Too Short. Too Short is very well respected in the hip hop community, and you know, he worked on it. He did his thing. So when we think of Too Short, we think of this highly impactful rapper in the game. You understand what I'm saying? And after he's gone, it's still going to live on. Okay, you know, not to pick on Young Thug, but Young Thug is more of a trending guy. You know what I'm saying? Because his sound is trending. He has no substance. His shit is going to be long gone. Anybody going to be thinking about him? You understand what I'm saying? So you got to work on stuff like that. Okay, what do you give Young Thug?
Overall, I'm going to give him a 5-piece. Give him a high five. Sure. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about talent. I do agree with some of the things my brother Bray said. But listen, I listen to Thug a lot. Maybe it's because I didn't see past just his gimmick and his style to music and what he brung to the Atlanta scene. Maybe I'm not seeing past that. But I do see the difference when you're talking about oranges to apples. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to give him a 5, man. I'm going to give him a 5. I can't be biased like that. I got to give it to what you're supposed to be giving it to, because I'm an MC. You see what I'm saying? I'm an artist. I'm a rapper. I take time. I take effort. I rehearse every damn day. So I be seeing dudes that don't take the time, but take off longer, take off quicker. Because most kids nowadays that are listening to music, they're not listening for words. That's okay. Hip hop gonna catch up 2021. L.
And you said, and it's these kids, right? I'm glad you brought that up, right? These kids. It was this cat that was telling me that he was a heavy Lil Wayne fan, right? And then he was telling me as he got older, Lil Wayne didn't grow with him. Lil Wayne is still the same, he said. He said that he didn't grow. It's like he's up to this, he's talking about the same bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I was cracking up. I was like, yeah, I mean, and he said he realized, like, Lil Wayne don't talk about nothing. He's like, he's not about nothing. He has absolutely no substance. So it's like, yeah, you know, you it's good to work on that stuff or whatever. But Wayne is able to stay relevant. But I think it's just his fans, and he was able to influence so many people to where, you know what I'm saying, where he's still got a fan base. But, you know, not to pick on Lil Wayne, but you want to evaluate Lil Wayne? Because I think I did. I think I got his Lil.
Wayne is my pops, man. He was one of my greatest influences growing up, because I grew up around 500 degrees Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Hot boy days. So Wayne is like a pops to me. But, I mean, you can grow up in like different shit. But I think Wayne is just in his own lane, to where like a lot of cats now that have grown up and listened to him know that we're not looking for a deep, deep, deep lyrical digest from Wayne. We know what we're looking for. When we hear Wayne, we looking for spitters. And Wayne is that spitter. He that spitter. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I like to evaluate. Actually, side note. Shout out to the new music that been dropping this week. I know it's a side note from rap, but Afrobeat and Dancehall. Shout out to Davido from Nigeria and Wizkid. Go check out those new albums, man. I love me some Afrobeat and Dancehall every day, man. That's my groove every day. Burna Boy too. Shout out to him, man. Nigeria, stand up.
That's what's up. Yeah, and hope that Lil Wayne can resolve his legal issues. It sucks, man. I hope that he don't get locked up for that long, man. It sucks being in prison, man. I work at a prison, and that's definitely a place where you don't want to be, obviously. But
yo, booty hole get played with.
That's crazy. So You know what? I'm gonna do Lil Baby, right? So with his skill, I'm giving him a 6.5. If his creativity, a 6, and his effort, an 8. Overall, I get Lil Baby a 7, and that's considered above average. And that's high for me with Lil Baby, because he just sounds like any other rapper that I hear from that, from this generation. You know, the whole auto-tune, and you know, you on some Drake. What's the funny looking brother, Future, you know, type style derived from, and then you just kind of just go about it, and it's just so lazy to me. It's lazy, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to that little black and white song that he made, Conscious Song, and he made
it
a hit,
which is
pretty cool, you know.
It's bigger than black and white, yeah. It's a part of the whole life, yeah. Listen, I'm gonna just say Lil Baby gets an 8. His talent is definitely there. I see this brother evolving from 3 years ago. If y'all remember the song, That's My Dog for Sure. That's My Dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, he elevated from there. He elevated from there when now we got his album. He's like, I won't call myself a GOAT. I leave that to the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, his lyrics have upped from 3 years ago. So I feel that his creativity is getting into, you know, growing. He's growing with the years. So shout out to Lil Baby. I know we don't have Dirk yet on the list, but Dirk definitely should have been on that list, because Dirk been through 2010 all the way through, from Signs of the Streets to what we have now, you know, Love Songs for the Streets and all the other collection of albums, that 300 Days, 300 Nights. I mean, Dirk is on his way to becoming our next Drake. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the longevity, as far as the talent-wise, I think, you know, that's a really creative brother as well. Shout out to Chicago, man. And G Herbo as well.
Okay, we're going to do one more from this old 2010 generation. And I got to do Kodak Black. Just to give you an example of who's high and who's not in talent. That's what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't mean to pick on all these guys, whatever, but you know, and is Kodak, is he locked up still? Or okay, so I don't know. Maybe I'll do. I won't do him, man. I don't want to do the brother like that.
Yeah, hadn't had that long in 2010.
Yeah, I don't
want to give him up to Wale.
Oh, I should have did him.
Wale.
But you know what though, I take my time when evaluating. I take this shit seriously, than a motherfucker. You know. But you know what? Let's do Jordan Lucas. You familiar with Jordan Lucas?
Yeah.
All right. You know,
Austin's
I give. Hey, man. I give Jordan Lucas all 10s.
All 10s, man. Hey, listen.
He's a 10.
Worcester, stand the fuck up. I've been to Worcester. That little town, man, it get wild down there. So, hey, Boston's very own. You know how we do it in Boston. We are real spitters. We are real MCs that tell real stories. If you want to see my catalog, I be writing shit down. And I'm telling you, I got some shit coming that is crazy. Boston, stand the fuck up.
I got him pumped up because Boston got, you know, mentioned some kind of way. But
Joyner Lucas is
I know you know, Boston.
And that's the place of a lot of spitters. Like, a lot of people don't realize that we kind of do our own thing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Joyner, man. His new album, unbelievably good. Like, he tells a story about his step pops on one of the songs, Like a River, I believe. And it really touched home, because just a lot of storytelling, and I can tell his influence was Eminem.
I can really hear it on this album.
And plus, he's been with Eminem a lot of times. I can really hear it on this album, especially. Shout out to Joyner, man. And young, black, and independent, too. Mm-hmm. Boston does it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah. Definitely a whole lot of talent right there, man. That is very one young, talented, extremely talented rapper.
And have you heard the new album?
No, I haven't heard the new album. You know, I was still stuck on the last one, but man. I'm definitely gonna check it out, most definitely, man. And I'm probably gonna piss some people off here, but before we go, you know, let's evaluate Tupac and Biggie, right? We evaluating talent. Oh, and it's tough. But
I'm not in this.
I know, you know.
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell, cause I'm a piece of shit and it ain't hard to fucking tell. Yeah, okay. You think that's skill? That's skill. Pac. What was and even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama.
Yeah.
I finally full understand for a woman, it ain't easy. Try to raise a man. Like, both talented. You can't do that. We can't do a Biggie and Pac thing because they both tens. They both tens.
See, I disagree with that.
They both tens.
I disagree with that. Now, when you talk about, you don't want to get mixed up.
You got
with,
to keep your head
you
up.
You don't want to get mixed up with legacy and talent.
Talent is all the way all
right.
there.
So
talent is both tens.
Pac, skill, I give Pac a 9. Creativity a 7.
Hell no.
Effort a 10. Overall, I give him 8.5. Sorry. And then with Biggie, skill 9, creativity an 8, effort a 9. Overall 8.5. So I'll give them both 8.5s. I know, man. Yeah, and they're like, whoa, you think Jordan Lucas is a more talented rapper than Biggie and Pac? Yes, I do. Okay, legacy?
Don't do that.
Hell no.
Do not do that.
Both their legacies is 10s.
Because then you're going to have
both their legacies is 10.
You're going to have to compare Pac to Eminem. Don't do that.
Really, their legacies is 20s. But, you know, we only doing it 10.
We're not going to do that because that's going to whitewash the whole game.
Whitewash? We're talking about whitewash.
Because, okay, we comparing Pac. If we compare Jordan Lucas to Pac, you got to go back to Eminem versus Pac.
Hey, man. Eminem was a talented rapper. Eminem was more talented rapper than Pac and Biggie, man. He is.
The only reason why I'm debating is because, and we have the left side that will talk about that, and it kind of hurts a few people's feelings that have been in the game that feel like, and no disrespect to M, because he does respect the black culture, but it's like you can't really... It gets sensitive with that because the pioneers of this game, Kool Herc and all them, was black. Yeah. So the pioneers of this game, and that's where it kind of gets, but we are still have to be opinionated.
Man, you gotta,
you cannot say Eminem is bigger than Pac, though.
I didn't say that.
Or, I mean, more talented wise.
Yeah, I do think that Eminem was more talented rapper than Pac, man.
Oh, man.
But Pac, with his lyrics, I feel his lyrics. He's talking to me. He's talking to the young black man. He's talking to me, right? That song, A White Man's World, that's like my favorite song by Pac. I mean, he's talking to the black woman. But I felt that shit. Listen to me. That song, I feel that song more than all the fucking Eminem songs combined. But does that mean that he's more talented than Eminem? In my opinion, no. It doesn't. But do I feel them lyrics that he was saying, how he was reaching out to the young black man, young black woman? Fuck yeah. But I'm not going to sit up there and just...
I'm not shitting on Eminem.
And
I'm saying
bullshit around and say, but who's my favorite rapper between them two? It's Pac. Again, we're looking at it. Me, I grew up watching Kobe. I was more of a Kobe fan than Jordan fan. But who has the bigger legacy? It's Jordan. Who was the greater player? It was Jordan. Who was a more talented player? In my opinion, it was Kobe. But overall, it's Jordan, man. You kidding me?
That's a good segment. Basketball player.
We can do that too. But
I know who would beat